Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. My name is Audrey, and I'm here with you every Monday to remind you and myself and to bring forth information, energy, and shift so that we all do know that we are the miracles manifesting, and as is life. Even in the midst of Uranus square Pluto, which is what we're having right now and have been having for about a month and about two more months to go. More on that afterward. For those who are new, we start this show with an affirmation, which is an intention, a statement of truth and authenticity for our highest good, creating something amazing, positive, beautiful for our highest good and a third dimensional earth aspect. And we then also do a breathing attunement. And I'll start with the breathing attunement right now. If you are doing something that requires your full attention, put your focus on that. If, however, you can put aside anything that requires your full attention and allow yourself to merge into what is happening on this show, please do that. Consider this your spiritual spa relaxation renewal hour and let yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, frequency, vibrationally have this space, time, and space. Remove any shoes that you may be wearing if you're in a position to do that. Loosen anything that might be tight. Sit comfortably with your back straight. And follow along with the sound of my voice. Take in a nice deep breath into your diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold and slowly, softly release. God. Breathe in again, diaphragm, chest, throat and head, fill, and softly, gently exhale with your mouth. Let go. Breathe in golden light in the form of a cornucopia with the point of the cornucopia going by your heart so it opens outward in front and back and to the side. And in every other direction. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Golden yellow light. Sun in your heart. And exhale, creating beautiful energy throughout and all parts of you. As I said, it's cornucopia going outward. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Pink, gold, fuchsia, blue, every other kind of color into your heart. Up and down your chakra line, hold the everything lighting up, and gently, gently exhale, let go. Breathe in sparkling white, golden, silver light from your root to your crown and beyond, and allow that to fill you. Center you. Have you be quiet inside and filled with peace and gently, gently exhale. And we shall complete as we started. Breathe in living light, love, blessings, wonder into your diaphragm, chest, throat, and head, and hold, and gently let go. Continue breathing at your own pace, in your own way, keeping it doing bellows breath or Kabbalah Bhati right now. We're staying in a centered way. And our affirmation is really a mantra that I found online through this delightful guru whose name I do not have in front of me, and I truly apologize because he's truly magnificent. And I'm going to say it. It's in Sanskrit, and it's a mantra to bring in financial freedom. Now, I will do my best because it has a little tune, and I'll do my best of it. Om Brihi Namah. 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 Sing it, say it, chant it along with me. Om Brihi Namah. 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 And really do it in that way. You will feel your body vibrating within, and continue it for as long as you choose. I did have the website. It's a YouTube website on my laptop. And then, how did this happen? I'm not sure. AOL turned itself off or whatever it does, and I lost that particular segment. And I apologize that I have not hunted it up on YouTube. But it's Om, O-M, Brihi, B-R-Z-E-E, Brihi, Namah, N-A-M-A-H. Om Brihi Namah. We are going to speak today on what if child's book, a book for children, a beautiful brain-enhancing ABC affirmation art coloring book to be printed on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. How can this bring peace to you, to your children, grandchildren, other channel children, sorry, the planet? How? This is my book. This week is the last week that we're doing, I say we, it's Creator and I and my team, are doing our crowdfunding on Indiegogo. And you can go there right now. This initiative on crowdfunding ends on 2/22. That's this Sunday, February 20th, through the archives. If it's after that, you can go and see what happens because this is my first time using Indiegogo. I don't know if it will accept money after that. I have no idea. So it's now, the ever-present now. The site is www.igg.me/at/whatifabc. The artwork is absolutely adorable. When I started doing art, which came as a mega surprise and blessing and delight to me, and it started pouring out of me, I would wonder, who did this stuff? I'd go into a zone. Remember, I'm a channel. And these amazing pen and ink drawings would come out. I mean, I was doing them. I mean, I was clearly it. However, in this lifted state, I would go into this, I call it the zone, and I would start making these things starting with an om. Om. And I would draw an om, and do my meditation, lifting in prayer, and these amazing drawings came out. And then some years after that, I started doing little drawings, and they were the cutest things. And I did it on, I didn't do it on regular paper. I did it on something called Lokta paper, L-O-K-T-A. I had these little books that I bought in New York made of Lokta paper, which is from a very fast-growing shrub in Nepal and that area. So I felt that this was really good because it was ecological. I have been ecologically minded since I was a child in sixth grade, when we were studying conservation, and this was years ago. Still amazed that there are people that just don't seem to get it. And I do my best to keep away from judgment. And let me tell you, I have been tested because, yes, can I go to judgment? You betcha. Do I have to shift and clear? Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I was making these adorable little Audrey Ohm arts. That's what I began to call them because my name is Audrey. It is Ohm art because they start with an Ohm. And then I was guided to call them art that opens the heart because that's exactly what every Ohm art I do does. Whether it's a simple, cute little pen and ink drawing or a very complicated, brilliantly colorful 5-foot by 4-foot abstract. All of them can be looked at in any direction. And I kept these two little books that I had with a slew of art, not knowing what I would do with them, but knowing they were so cute, I just had to keep them. I did these in the years 2002 and 3, according to the dates. I date my stuff when I do it. And these are the art. These are the art in what if you are, and life is miraculous. I'm a writer. I've always been, since I'm a kid. And the words came out, the A's, the B's, the C's, and the affirmations. And I have a brilliant, absolutely brilliant designer, Yvette Wasserman. She designed the book. And surprise me, I gave her about 5 or 6 playful, colorful of my Audrey Ohm arts to choose and pick and design the cover. My intention was to have the inside all black and white as it would be more financially feasible to print. Because when I wrote the Mother's Manual, which is a huge book, all in all, the entire book with index is about 740 pages. And to print that on 100% post-consumer paper, that's a ridiculous price. I mean, it just was very high. And I, at the time, didn't see how to raise it. So that book is on Kindle and Nook. That is what I did with that book. And I've made 20 smaller books, which will be released as PDFs. That is another conversation in the brand new website that is just starting to be designed. So you will hear about that. They will be available, and you can read them on iPads and download them and all of that kind of thing. Getting back to what if. When Yvette sent me her preliminary design, and used only one piece of the art, actually a piece of the art for the cover, and used the other art inside, it was stunning. So I said, yes, it was gorgeous. I love what she did. So when you get this book, and you can get a free sample, free sample, not the whole book, at www.igg.me/at/whatifabc. And when you look at that, if you fall in love with it, if you adore it, if it has you smiling and going, ah, donate. The reason on 100% post-consumer recycled paper is the use of regular paper or virgin paper is decimating our forests. Decimating. And that's creating part of the huge factor, not the only thing for sure, but a part of it, to even an extent I didn't know, global warming. According to GreenPressInitiative.org, about 30 million trees are used annually to make the books sold in the United States. 30 million trees. This equals 1,153 times the number of trees in Central Park in New York. And most of these, many are sourced from endangered forests. And that has a huge, devastating impact on the people and wildlife that rely on them. Using 100% post-consumer recycled paper destroys no trees at all. The trees are our lungs on the planet. They pour oxygen into the atmosphere, which we as human beings have to breathe. We pour carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which plants need. Did you know that deforestation accounts for 25% of human-caused CO2 emissions? That's one quarter. That's huge. That's huge. And by printing the paper, whether it's toilet paper, whether it's tissues, whether it's copy paper, whether it's paper towels, whether it's newsprint, whether it's magazines, whether it's books, on virgin paper or only a little bit recycled and not necessarily 100% a post-consumer, eating our forests. We can't do this anymore. We simply need to stop. We have to become more conscious. That is part of a spiritual life. In addition to meditation and prayer and holding the energy of peace, we also have to take appropriate action. They are connected. If someone thinks of themselves or would like to think of themselves as a spiritual person, that applies to every single thing in his or her life, without exception. Our thoughts, our speech, our energy, our attitudes, our emotions, our internal dialogue, what we buy, what we eat, the fabric we use for our clothing, everything. Now, if you're going to ask me, do I do everything always in full alignment? No, I am also a being in progress. However, I do certain things for sure and for many, 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 many years, which is one of the reasons I have the health and energy I do, because it's all connected. It's all connected. Did you know that virgin paper accounts for nearly 40% of the waste stream? 40%. That's almost half. Can you imagine even more garbage? I mean, horrendous. Horrendous. This is not anything I can do. It simply is not. I have to do it in a very different way. Even though over its life cycle, 100% post-consumer recycled paper uses less energy than virgin paper, 100% post-consumer recycled paper, as we speak, as I say these words right now, are financially way more expensive, which is why I am crowdfunding to print it. And I ask your help and support. I do. It is for everyone's children. I have grandchildren at this point. And even if I had no child whatsoever, which I don't even want to think about, so delete that sentence, I love kids. And I love our planet. And I come from New York City, where when there aren't any trees in an area, it can be like being in a war zone, almost. The areas in the city that have trees have the potential for more peace. Just to look at them and be in the midst of foliage opens a person's energy and heart and being. And then to breathe the air that's refreshed with the oxygen from trees calms the soul. Plus, it starts balancing out, clearing out the junk, the emissions from cars, buses, and whatever else is on the street that emits the toxic garbage that comes out of most vehicles. And by the way, we do not need to be using these vehicles. Nikola Tesla at the turn of the 19th century, and we are now in the 21st, had already created engines and other kinds of propulsion devices that required none of this. It's pretty energy. And they were shut down. Whole other conversation. So it isn't as though we don't have choice. We have plenty of choice. I read years ago about a way to power cars with water. Water. Old vegetable oil, the junk that's thrown out, even from fast food. Oh, it's not even food to me. I call it trash. That's thrown out. That can be used, properly done, to power cars. Now, I'm not the one who knows how to do that stuff. I do know that it exists, and that we're not doing that is a travesty. So, folks, wake up, wake up, wake up. And yes, I do urge you, I do empower you, I do ask you to go to www.igg.me/AT/whatifABC. You can watch the video, this little video of me. And in the gallery, there's a video of the amazing Yara Prezzo. You can read the quote-unquote story. Absolutely download the free sample. Enjoy it. And if your heart and soul and being are moved and you find yourself smiling, donate. Donate, donate, donate. It's all tax deductible. Any amount. If what you have is $5, that's fabulous. If it's $1, that's great. If it's $50, that's fabulous. If it's $100, $250, whatever it is, donate. And you can write it off on your taxes. And you get perks. If you want them, there are perks. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Anyone who would like to be in touch with me, my toll-free number is 1-888-757-3223. That's 1-888-757-3223. If you know my private number, use that. I am not giving that over the air, but if you know it, absolutely use that one. And I'm asking everyone to add this new email because when I send out Goddess Heart Speaks, it comes from this email I'm about to tell you. It's Audrey, A-U-D-R-Y-E, at audrey.org, A-U-D-R-Y-E.org. Now let us talk about light and shadow. Oh, and this is a shout-out. to the people who attended my very recent relationship release seminar. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was a delight, an absolute delight in leading and creating that seminar with everyone that was there. And thank you so much for your full participation and knowing that I'm learning how to use my cell phone to record. And all of us were thrilled that it was recording. And then the last task did not record. I don't know why. And yes, I'm a psychic. I don't know if it stops at a certain point when we took a pause, a 10-minute pause. Next time I do that, I will turn it off and then start it again. I was concerned about doing that since this was the very first time I used the phone to record. It's a learning process. And folks, when I do exercise and do a guided meditation, and guided means it is guided by spirit and comes through me and out my mouth, and my energy is uplifted and I am in it, I cannot recreate whatever I said again in that way. It is not written down. And so you either need to be there and get it, or I need to have a really good recording or video device. And anyone that wants to be supportive of creating this with me, I'm in the Fort Lauderdale area, definitely call me up. 888-757-3223. Let us talk about the light and the shadow side. Very important that we really lift our energy. And yes, I always do the lifting process in any seminar I do. There's always a breathing attunement, a lifting process, always, always. And the breathing attunement is always unique. And when we do the lifting process, afterwards, when we do is unique to that particular instance, which can be used by anyone as they choose, not when you're driving a car, not when you're cutting with a knife, when you can be there and do that. Excellent to do before you have a very important conversation, or if you're feeling anything less than loving, centered, and grounded. And done on a regular basis, it begins and continues to uplift our very vibrational rate from the third dimension to what a lot of people are calling the fifth, to the higher vibrations, which is part of what's happening on the planet. And if you find yourself getting in any way immersed, stuck, touching on strife, upset, anger, which I have some going through, catch yourself. If you must go through it, tell the creator, whatever you call it, the divinity, the light, the higher self, even as your internal dialogue might be talking a lot of trash, even as your body might feel tense and upset, even that you are still attuned to the light, and that is your highest intention as you release and experience and let go of this other stuff. If people refuse to acknowledge what we can call the shadow side, then the shadow side can take dominance. It can be very slithery and sneaky, and a lot of people, and I once was this, thought if you're spiritual, you always have to be in the light. Well, we're not always there. When we are always 100% literally in the light with every part of us, we're a fully realized master, because at that point, we will know how to transmute our physical body. We'll be able to move through walls. We'll be able to levitate. Now, I don't know too many people that can do that. I don't even know one person that I know of that I know that can do that. So my definition of a fully realized master isn't someone that took a course and someone said you're a master healer or even a Reiki master. And I am Reiki master. That's an appellation and a designation that humans have given to describe a particular level of proficiency or ability. However, for me, when I refer to somebody as a fully realized master, it is way beyond any of that. Now, I'm not saying that the ability to transmute doesn't exist, because I've read about yogis where it does. I said I have not personally met them. There's a difference. Okay? So I can't tell you from my own experience that I know of these people. I can tell you I have read about them. I know it's within our capacity because Spirit shows me. So say you're going through something and your internal dialogue is nasty. You're going to this to that one, you're going to that to this one, you or you talk to someone and it doesn't come out in a loving way and it comes out in a different kind of way. Take responsibility for that. Usually, if you're not in a space of goodness and love, usually I'll say refrain from even calling or speaking. But today, I have just told you I have been fundraising since January 11th, 111 to 222. I would have done only a month, but we had this Mercury retrograde in the midst, which really for me was a major challenging one, huge. And then the Uranus square, which was still happening, which is definitely affecting my personal natal chart. And believe me, I have been feeling it. And then I had Saturn opposite, I think, Uranus. So, whew, it has been a journey these last few weeks. So when that occurs, let me get my train of thought right. And one cannot always simply go into a cave and there are phone calls or meetings that need to be done. You have done something or said something and rest in the manner you prefer, take responsibility for it, acknowledge it, and if necessary, because if you were talking to another person, discuss that, apologize, ask for forgiveness, allow that forgiveness to come in. As men, and that and allow it. I'm hearing from a lot of people. I'm busy. And at a certain point, I will say, am I? You're not the only one. And they can't forget, right? People have been for years. I mean, I'm people. Books. present attention. Know what I do and who I am, and they've seen the results of the work I do, to be supportive of this in any level. Some of them know. Doing that whatever. Worse than lying. Worse than I've been tempted. I once actually said something to that effect and then apologized and cleared it up. You do not always know who's going to be the supportive one and who is not. Can't walk in someone's shoes till you've been that person. Well, and allow yourself to grow and evolve and evolve and grow. And if and when, as I said, your energy is ratcheting all over the place, get a facilitator. Be near water, be near energy, be near nature, be near nature. Let yourself be healed. Be among the trees. Another reason we really must stop cutting them down. We must. Think what life would be like without them. It's unimaginable. Unimaginable. And if people are talking to me about replanting trees, the sustainable forest, go to greenpressinitiative.org. They explain it on that site that the forests that have been quote-unquote replanted when there was cutting down of trees, they plant only one kind in rows, and they never grow back the same way as they did originally. And after, I believe it was 70 years, they, how did they put this? I believe it was 50% or 70% of the carbon holding on. They didn't do. The animals didn't come back to live. It wasn't the same. Not any more than genetically modified food, what I call mutilated food. Not the same, not a good idea. The truly natural organic is the best. We don't make it better and usually worse. I'm not saying not to work with stuff and enhance what we are. I mean, I color my hair with a natural product, but I color my hair. I like color. By and large, the natural, real, authentic, anything clean, I don't mean someone goes, well, I won't take a bath. That's not authentic. That's dirty. That's nasty. Better than the false and the artificial. It is. A real flower is better than a silk flower or a plastic flower or a paper flower. And the silk, the plastic, and the paper will last longer. True. But it doesn't have a living vibration. It doesn't have an essence. It doesn't have the same soul quality. It vibrates at a different level. It's different. It doesn't put out the energy of aliveness. Allow when the shadow shows. Don't get angry at yourself or beat yourself up. Put love around it and learn how to transmute it. When I did a cord cutting ceremony yesterday at the relationship release seminar, everyone felt different afterward. And I did my best to do it on myself today, and that's part of that did not get recorded. It would have been better for me to do it on myself if I had had the recording of what Spirit put in my mouth and energy to say. Because then I could totally let go and let the guidance be there and go along with the flow. People find practitioners to work with. Do not look to do it all on your own. Find seminars, classes, online, in person. I recommend in person. If at all possible, outdoors when the weather is nice. If not, I didn't do it outdoors. I did it at the Metaphysical Chapel of South Florida indoors. Outdoors better if the weather and environment is amenable to it, to real air and oxygen and plants. In terms of living spiritually and spirituality in mundane reality, everything's connected. Everything is connected. And we don't always know. Even the best psychic healer medium may not know what is somebody's heart, although often we do. And it's shown because spirit comes forth. And someone may be guided to do X, another person Y from the highest level. And make sure, by the way, anybody that's new at this, guidance comes from a lot of different levels. They don't all come from the same highest level. So be aware of that. And the potential within somebody doesn't mean it's yet realized. Someone might be in kindergarten. Someone might be in high school. Someone might be a college grad. Somebody might be the teacher. Somebody might be the master teacher. So there are many levels of the gifts and talents within us. Allow yourself to grow. After you have heard this show and you know about paper and refuse, if you should, to use the highest, better paper that's good for the planet, to me, then you're living mundane reality at a lower level, and it will affect you spiritually, all of us, whether we know it or not, because I'm telling you, everything is connected, everything. And I definitely know that it costs a few more dollars up front to buy the 100% post-consumer recycled stuff, or partially post-consumer recycled, or any kind of recycled. I know this because I buy this stuff. But on the back end, the person has better health, the planet has better health, and that's the movement. They're growing. And there's a feeling inside. And every human knows this. When you do the right thing, and we all have guidance, everyone, when somebody really follows it, they are given energy. And yes, some of what we're called to do by spirit, by source, by the divinity, by the all in all, can be a challenge. You better believe it. It can. And it takes courage and guts and support. And you may not be ready at one age. You may be caught in whatever the something or other is at that time that's going around, and you want to experience it. You might find you need to be in a particular environment to learn a particular whatever it might be so you can get to the next level. Respect that. When you get the courage, and it could happen at any time, 10 years of age, 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, 90, whenever, go for it. And don't say, I'll wait for the courage. No! Do it as much as possible now. What I'm saying is, if it isn't there for you now, learn what you need to learn. Rest. Renew. Study. Enjoy. Laugh. Love. Definitely yourself and others and creation. And allow love into you. For anyone who thinks that spirituality in everyday life is completely separate, no, it's not. There are things we do in spiritual practice that enhance our connection with the creative force and vibration within us and everywhere else. Yes. Yes. Do them. Meditation, prayer, chanting, walking, whatever it might be. For me, it's dancing also. Especially if it's outdoors to like amazing music with fabulous people. Oh, what a high. What a celebration. What an outpouring and an intaking of energy. Woo! What a shifting of vibration. Whoa, yes. What a sharing, what a connection. To be in the presence of people expressing their soul with song and dance and music and playing, and then to dance to that or to listen. And it could be quiet. It could be quiet music. And it could be exuberant music, making a joyful noise. This is holy and sacred. This is different than insulting, put down, demeaning music. If that's where someone's mentality is and that's what they must express, be aware that that's what it is. And folks, watch your language. And no, I knew how to speak lower level language. And when I get upset, anyone can tell because that stuff, at least some aspect, can still come out of my mouth. However, if that's how one speaks all the time, irrespective of what your cultural group might be, you are lowering who you are. You are lowering your energy and vibration. Whether you have little money, middle money, mega money, the bazillions, you are lowering the vibration of who you are. And you're bringing that lowered vibration to the earth. Stop. Stop. Evolve yourself. Find another way of expressing what is going on and a higher way to redress any imbalances, because there certainly are imbalances. And we have to. If we choose to be in a peaceful, positive, passionate, amazing world, and everybody wants love and peace, everyone, I don't care who they are. And if they're doing destruction inside themselves, there's destruction. And they haven't recovered from whatever occurred to them, with them, around them, and they are emanating it out. So yes, there's a lot of out-of-balanceness in the world. A lot. There is more love than that. More. And that. I am again going to give the site of my crowdfunding website so that you can see what it is I am talking about. With my children's book, What If You Are, and Life Is Miraculous, and adults are liking it. I know some people that want to buy, that are going to, not want to, they are buying it, getting the book for themselves because they love it so much. It really is absolutely beautiful. And that's www.igg.me. /AT/WhatIfABC. You see it on Facebook. Facebook.com/WhatIfABC. And click on the website from there. Folks, do something in your life. Whatever it is that calls on you, that's your high-level passion that benefits you and the planet. Do it. Do it. If you find other people with initiatives that resonate with what's in you to make a difference, support them. I support other people to the best of my ability. Unable to, I don't. And do what you can do. Don't make yourself so exhausted from running to pillar to post to this. Don't do that either. Know when to say no and when to say yes. And with my sight, any amount that your heart declares from a dollar on up is good. Would I like $100 and $1,000? Yes, of course I would. Most definitely. Will I also like a dollar or $5 if that's what you have? Totally. Yes. Totally. You give till your heart smiles. That has my heart smile. And stay tuned with this because that book is getting printed. My intention is March 9th. I have to follow up with the printers and take care of some stuff. But we're going to have that book by spring. Yay! Now, for folks who want healing sessions with me, consultations, readings, past life regressions, future life progressions, be in touch with me. I'm not even sure if my bonanzas, my specials are on the website, audrey.org. And as I said, if everything's being redone, so we're not posting. You definitely need to be in touch with me. And I'll say some of it on Facebook, but you will get, I do send out the Gazette at least once a month. Definitely sign up for Goddess Heart Speaks. And you can sign up for it at themothersmanual.com. Soon it'll all be at audrey.org, audrye.org. That'll be the main site. Everything branching from it. Again, that's in early starting stages. Early stages. Remember to love yourself. Remember that anyone can be an aspect of an avatar. Everyone has value. However you got here, however you were born, you're here. Love yourself. Refuse to be simply someone taking up space. If your life has had challenge, find someone to help you heal and transform and transmute the journey. And whatever has been your story, go beyond. And not just by saying, I go beyond. Practice. There are things, aspects, energies, vibrations that require shift. Create glorious, loving, productive relationships with yourself, with creation, and with others. Definitely, definitely. Family, with friends, with beloveds. If you're in something totally toxic, exit. Get help and support. If you're producing much of the toxicity, grow. I've never seen it where it's only one person that's toxic and the other not, because there'd be a reason for them to get together. One may be more so than the other, that's for sure. Save one another. Forget that. We support and empower one another. And any religions, any, that are waiting for somebody, something to come and save us, I'm going to advise you, I am advising you, don't. We're all connected to Source, whether you call it God, Goddess, Source, Allah, Great Spirit, Aludimare, Oshun, Yamanja, whatever. Divine Feminine. Everyone's connected. We're all made of it. Enhance your connection and be with people making a difference. And remember, everyone's on the journey. Everyone. So if you're waiting for perfection, don't. But neither expect or allow or accept degradation. No. Leave. Grow yourself. And there's help everywhere. All of these shows I do, all of them, give help. Even if all you do is the breathing attunement. Listen to the wisdom. Every time I teach a process, and there are shows where I do this, these are seminars. You're getting them free. If you're listening. I may make CDs out of a bunch of these. They won't be free then. I'm telling you now. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Treat yourself as though you are sacred. Treat the earth as though she is sacred. Embrace the divine faith. Embrace the divine feminine and masculine and neuter and beyond. No name. And be in touch with me. 1-888-757-3223. Definitely, definitely go to www.igg.me/18/FABC. Share this show with everyone. Listen to it again. Grow and be blessed. Thank you so much for participating with me. May you have a glorious, beautiful, peaceful, productive, exciting, glorious life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye.